This episode is brought to you by our Hosting Handbook mini course. Whether you already started hosting your first Airbnb or you're still trying to soak up as much knowledge as you can, this course is the ultimate cheat sheet. It can transform your hosting from hobby to business. Get our coveted templates that include your welcome book, a turnover handbook, and supply closet spreadsheet, plus other great bonuses you don't want to miss. Our hosting handbook is usually priced at $297, but for a very limited time, you can get all of this for a special price of $27. Head to www.thanksforvisiting.me/hosting handbook to get instant access. Now on to the show.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
I just don't know what to do with you.
It's okay. I just love you, right? Thank you. Yeah, I might not be in sync, but we're going to get it. Listeners, how are you?
We are still remote. It is still 2020, April, and we are in our stay-at-home orders, staying safe at home. But we are still pumping out some great content for you, all things short-term rental. And we're going to start this episode like we do every episode, and that is doing what, Annette?
We are going to do our hashtag STR Share Sunday because we believe in sharing your space and living your dream. And who are we highlighting this week, Sarah?
Oh my gosh, the cutest. Her Instagram handle is The Bayfront Apartment. It is hosted by, her name is Kathleen, and she is an Airbnb superhost out of Ontario, correct?
Yes.
Am I right? Yes, Hamilton, Ontario. There it is. Mm-hmm. There are many things that Kathleen does that we love. Annette, what's the first thing that jumped out to you?
Listeners, go to her Instagram at The Bayfront Apartment, and if you don't do that, get out a pen and paper and write these things down because these are action items. Actually, for the whole episode, we want you to take notes today because you can stop listening and take some action immediately following. So with Kathleen's amazing Instagram and listing, first things first that I like, she links her personal account to her Airbnb account and vice versa. So she's basically getting double exposure there. That's something super easy anybody could do right now. And I thought that that was genius right there.
Just for clarification, she is in her Instagram bio, in her Bayfront Apartment profile, she has her tagged, her handle in the bio. And then in her own personal Instagram account, she has the tag or the handle of her Airbnb.
Yes.
So super easy.
Yes.
And she has it, obviously, in her Airbnb listing as well. So that's kind of great.
Absolutely. And just right off the rip, when you look at her profile, she has got this amazing logo with a color scheme that matches kind of the design of her place. And I love we're starting with Instagram first, and then we'll go to her listing. But in her Instagram highlight reel, she has reviews, local hangs, local eats, local drinks, and shout outs. And she did something genius in here, Sarah, that in the local hangs and the local eats, not only did she tag the, if either of those had an Instagram account, she tagged them, but then she also tagged the location. And I thought that was genius because most people coming to stay are not from your area. And after you give them that initial, where should I go? Well, the very next question is going to be, where is it located? So she just made that super easy for her guests. And you guys will understand once you go to her Instagram and actually go to her highlights and start clicking through them, you'll see what I'm talking about. And I thought that that was very, very smart of her.
She's definitely got a brand too, right, Annette? Mm-hmm. Like in her Instagram profile, she definitely has. She leans into the pink in her mm-hmm. Instagram. And then she's a very feminine flair for her Airbnb, which is great. I mean, because she also prides herself on having photographers come and use the space for photography sessions. And I'm sure she attracts a specific kind of photographer who wants that kind of backdrop, which is exactly what you want to do. And then she uses those photos that the photographer takes, it appears, in her Instagram feed as a way to advertise not only her listing, but also the great shots that these photographers are getting in her space.
Yes, you can tell there's little influencer photo shoots taking place at the Bayfront apartment.
Oh, 100%. So that's great. And then, Ness, there was a couple other things that you noticed that were really good.
Yes. Well, first of all, this is just a personal thing. I think she has tons of live plants and I love that, but that doesn't really have anything to do with this. But the other thing that I noticed actually in the Airbnb listing, and this is smart too, listeners, and you can do this today. In her other things to note, in her listing, at the very bottom, she gave her Airbnb affiliate link for $45 off if it's their first stay.
Can you explain what that is, Annette, to our listeners? In case they don't know.
I can. So if you are a member of Airbnb, amongst other sites, obviously word of mouth is still the best referral. And an affiliate program is essentially a referral program. And Airbnb gives you a personal link for you to be rewarded if you welcome guests onto the platform and they book their first day. And they also offer you another reward if you encourage hosts to list their place on the platform. And there are different, financial rewards for that, but the accounts have to be made using your affiliate link. And so Kathleen has provided her personal affiliate link in her listing. If someone it is in fact their first day, they could get $45 off. And I thought, wait, there's a dual thing that we could do here is, there's a lot of times potential guests will want to ask you if there are any discounts. And this is a great way to say yes. If they haven't used Airbnb before, you have in this case, Kathleen's discount is $45. She could offer them a $45 discount. So I think that's just a great way to offer a discount, but not really, having to discount your price that way. So take advantage of that. Sarah, what else did you see?
I mean, she just has a super tight listing. Other than that, she's got great reviews. She responds to a lot of the reviews, that's something that I think is a great thing to do, listeners. Yes, it's great to receive the reviews, but then to respond to both good and, if you have the occasional constructive criticism or just criticism of a review, potential guests look at that, and how you handle that is a great indicator of what kind of host you are. And also responding to reviews is another way to let potential guests know that you are a very active host. And a lot of people love knowing that the person they're staying with is professional and active and cares about their listing, not only the physical listing, but also their online presence. So I love that she does that too.
And just going through her photos of her listing, she has some really interesting angles, different lighting. Like she'll do a sunlight coming through, she'll do the lights dim, she'll do sunset. She's on a waterfront. So I think she did a really interesting mix of photos that sometimes you don't see. So listeners, take a peek at that too, and just really take a look at some of the photography that she used. I think it really helps to, again, what Sarah said. She's creating a brand right there in her listing. So again, everybody go check out At the Bayfront Apartment and Kathleen. She is crushing it. Give her a little heart so she can get that Airbnb juju that Sarah likes to spread. And then don't forget, we want to highlight you. So make sure to use hashtag STR Share Sunday. And we would love to take a look at your space and then, you know, highlight it on the show. All right, Sarah. So on to the episode. Do you want to get us started?
Yes. Should we dive right in?
Let's do it.
Okay. We thought we would take the opportunity for this episode to talk about five things you can do during some downtime. So whether you're in a slow season or perhaps you decide that you need a break from hosting, whatever it is, if you've got downtime, here are five things you can do. And Annette and I decided we didn't really want to cover things you can do to attract more guests. This is what you should do to like take a breather and just revisit some things that will make your listing even better when you're raring to go. So obviously this is inspired by our current stay-at-home order because of the pandemic. But this is something that you can do in any downtime. So a slow season, like I mentioned before, maybe you're just taking a break. So Annette, what is the first thing we came up with that people could do during a downtime to improve their short-term rental?
And listeners, this is when these five today on this episode, these are things that you can do remotely. We don't even want you to, you don't even have to step foot into your property if you don't live in your property. This is stuff that you can do remotely and still feel like you're making improvements to your property without being there.
Yeah, you absolutely are. Yeah.
Number one, similar to what we just did with the Bayfront apartment, go through and comb your listing.
Comb it out. Put some detangler into it.
Right. Put a mask in there for a while. So when we say comb your listing, we want you to do first the user experience. Go to it as if you were shopping for a place to stay. If you were looking for a place to stay, I'm just going to be honest. I know that I was a set it and forget it. Like, do the listing and never go back. Yeah, I'm just being honest here. You know how I roll. That's why I'm joking. A partner with you, Sarah. But set it and forget it. And like, man, you know, I don't even know how often I would change. But this is a time to go through. First of all, like comb your listing, look at the pictures. I know I'd be like, oh my gosh, like those things aren't even on the wall anymore. You have those throw pillows or those blankets or whatever that may be. Let's start updating and make sure that what you're putting out there to future potential guests is actually what they're going to get when they come in. So first of all, you can just take a look at your photos. Are they current? Is all the stuff pictured in those photos actually there? And refresh those.
Right. And so if you don't have photos with the new pillows you just put in, or maybe you swapped out the sofa at some point, then just see if you can remove the ones that aren't current and live with the ones that are current, or leave them there and just put it on your calendar to retake, give your listing another photo sesh, right? And update those photos. It's always a great idea. Maybe you don't have to do it for the entire place. I mean, depending on your needs there. But another thing you can do, revisit, make sure you have, so if you list your property on Airbnb, and most of our listeners do, there is an opportunity to send a message or to have a message automatically appear to guests right before they go and hit that book now button, right? So they've already selected their dates and all that kind of good stuff. And it's a message that gets shown to them right before they book. And these are like, when I was very, very green, this was I took this opportunity to say, thanks so much for, you know, wanting to stay with us. We're so excited to have you. And while that's great, this is your last opportunity to make sure they know about any quirks in your home that maybe you list in the property, but this is your chance to say, hey, by the way, our property is located in a great location, but we're right under the highway, right? So you might hear trucks at night. Or, hey, by the way, just so you know, there is a dog on the property. You might hear barking from time to time. So make sure that is up to date. And also under the house rules, Airbnb does give you some some things to like let the guests know about, but they also give you a blank space for you to create your own rules. And I highly recommend you really think about maybe there are some situation you ran into with the previous guest and you wish you had made it known somewhere or whatever, right? Like that hindsight's always 20/20. Now is your time to put that rule into that blank space. For me, an example of some rules that I have, I'm actually happy to share them with you in case they spawn some inspiration. So I mention again my cancellation policy. That way there's no confusion over what our cancellation policy is. I mentioned again my check-in and check-out time, and that we, you know, whatever your rules are, like, will you accommodate early or late checkouts? Is there a fee for that? I also say that guests are not allowed to make a reservation in their city of residence. Please contact us if you're booking within your city. So there's just other things too. You can re-mention that there's no smoking or parties. You can say whether or not you allow photographers to book. You can say that overnight guests that exceed the number of guests stated in the reservation are not allowed. What's your pet policy? So just one more chance for you to like really lay out the law in your listing. So just things like that, not necessarily things like, yes, you can revisit your title and freshen that up and maybe use the word discount because you're in a slow season. Like, yes, but we want to talk about those things that usually we let go for a long period of time. It's just good to go back in there and make sure everything is up to snuff and it's current with, you know, your current hosting style.
Absolutely. And like, again, combing, like take the time, like, look through your bio again. Some people get really, some people get really granular and tell a lot about themselves. And it's like, you know, I don't know all the details. Make sure those details are actually up to speed. And sometimes I know people update their listing for something big that's going on in the area at the time. And you don't want somebody to go back later and say, oh, cool. Like that was, you put that in there for an event in 2018. You got to make sure to update that. And also even just amenities, like, honestly, go back through one by one and take a look from the user side. And, you know, Sarah and I actually looked at one of her listings today. We were doing a mock booking for some review. And, you know, there was some stuff we were looking at together. Like, wait, is that still up to date? So go through as an actual user and pretend book, you know, book your space.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Annette, because what Annette's referring to is a guest was able to request like an early check-in time, and she was able to put in a time. And that is because for some reason, I don't know how or why, but my check-in time wasn't set on this property. I have no idea how it happened because I know I've set it, but it wasn't set. So just go back and check your check-in and check-out times. Are those still relevant? Does that reflect what you have in your welcome book and your welcome messages, right? Like just, again, just do all the things that maybe you don't do to attract more guests, like all that other stuff that you set back on day one. Make sure everything is still good. And Annette, something else I thought about that we didn't talk about as part of this list, but they could totally do from home is bring up your welcome book, you know, on your computer or however you have it, and make sure that is current, right? Make sure that reflects your online listing and things that are actually happening in your space. I mean, I'm sure you've learned a lot since day one, or things have changed, or you added things or taken things away that, you know, guests didn't really care about. So just make sure everything is updated.
Anything else on combing your listing, Sarah?
I think just listeners, what I would recommend is open up your listing and then go through, you know, Annette, there's like a tab at the top of the Airbnb listing. There's like booking settings, pricing settings.
And each of them. Yeah.
Yes, and go through all of it, right? Just like get a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, take an hour or so and just go through all of it. And if you have more than one list, like if you use more than one online travel agency, so Vrbo, HomeAway, what have you, you might have to do that for, you know, for all of them. So maybe do one a day or something like that. But just, it's good to make sure that everything is still up to date.
Well, let's go on to number two, Sarah. Let's talk about pricing since we're talking about the listing. Part of what you can do when you're looking at your listing is, this is actually number two though, is revisit your pricing strategy. But we want you to use a tool, not just your own, you know, numbers that you have in your head, like I would do also. We want you to, we're going to go over some of them. There are some third-party apps that you can install, and some of them you can install for free for a limited time period, but it should be enough time if you can't make the full investment to at least look at your pricing strategy. We want you to employ the help of these apps to make sure that you're doing a good job and staying, you know, on target with your pricing strategy. Sarah, do you want to go over the pricing, those apps, and chat about
them?
Yeah.
Okay. So actually, new ones are popping up, but the three tried and true ones, and I've tried two of the three. The first one I've actually never tried, but I know it's a favorite of a lot of Airbnb and Vrbo and home, you know, users, seasoned users, I should say, is Wheelhouse. And they, like all three of these, have a free 30-day trial period. There's also Beyond Pricing. They have a free 30-day trial period. And then there's one I'm currently using. I used to use Beyond Pricing, but now I'm using Price Labs, and it's great. And one thing I would say is twofold for this one, for number two. Either finally take the time to figure out which pricing, third-party pricing, dynamic pricing system you like. So just go to their websites and see which interface, which user experience you're attracted to the most, right? Because they really are all, three of those are all pretty good. And then finally try it out, right? Take some time, and they most of them have, you know, YouTube videos discussing how to use them, what have you. Or if you're already using one, go back and make sure that your base price, your minimum price, and your maximum prices are doing well. You know, what's your competition? Because they all kind of will look at your immediate area and what your competition is doing. And are you still on par? Because I know it's easy to really set it and forget that, but just you want to make sure that it's, you know, what season is coming up, all those things. So I don't want to get into a pricing episode, but either get a third-party pricing system or go into yours and make sure that everything still looks good.
Right. And the way that we're encouraging you to do this is you do not have to use their strategy or the pricing they come up with. We just want you to have a general awareness. These tools are smart. They are behind the scenes doing data collection day and night on all the properties around the world. I mean, they're built for this. So use them. And, you know, there's a lot of times I look at the Airbnb pricing strategy. I don't agree with it. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Same with the third party. So just take a look at it. And it's one of those things that, you know, trust but verify. And I think you've got to know, just make sure that you're in line with where you need to be and kind of see what's going on in your area.
Yes.
All right.
Great.
That then, Sarah, takes us to when we're talking about your area, you should, while you're in that pricing strategy, this is a really good time to do some research on your competition.
Oh, yes, it is.
And when we say, first of all, we say competition in the, with the utmost,
friendliest ways.
Yeah, we're all in this together. But again, it's one of those things, you do need to know who your competition is, what they're offering. And for Sarah and I, you know, we want everybody to be up-leveling their game. So this is part of just checking in on what's going on. Sarah, what do you think that they should be looking for when they are researching their competition?
One great thing to do and to know is within your short-term rental market, what really matters are the homes that are like within, I would say within a mile or less of your space, right? Like it's so location specific when people pick a short-term rental usually. So you really just want to kind of figure out what's going on in your immediate area. And the first place to start is on your platform of choice. And here at Thanks for Visiting, we mostly focus on Airbnb. So you can go into your map and zoom in on, you know, right around where your listing is and see what other hosts in your areas, what they're doing. So a great way to see, I mean, you can see right inside their listings by browsing their photos that they have uploaded. What are their cleaning fees? What's their, you know, what's in their description? How descriptive are they? What do their captions look like for their photos? It's hard to tell whether what they're occupancy rates are just by looking at their calendar, because it could be blocked out for family or friends, or maybe they're just part-time hosts. But a good way to see is to look at their reviews and see if they've got a lot of recent reviews from that month that you're looking in. It's safe to say that they are probably a full-time host. And so you can kind of see what their pricing strategy is. Anything else, Annette, that you can think of?
This kind of leads us to our next one, actually. The one thing that I can think of for the competition is our next tip for you is to start to reach out and collaborate with local businesses. Mm-hmm. And one way that you could look at your competition is, are other people doing that? And a lot of times, if they're already doing it, when you call to spark a relationship with them, that can be your lean in. Is like, hey, I see that you also, you know, you're partnering with local short-term rental hosts. I'd love to be a part of that. And you could, you know, kind of use that as your, you know, your foot in the door. So for instance, I know some hosts across the country and across the world do a really good job of partnering with local cafes, with coffee shops, with retailers. And I think if there's any part of the, you know, your local businesses that you could bring into your listing, whether it be their actual products at a discount to give them a shout out, or to offer some sort of discount if your guest were to go and, you know, shop, eat, spend time at their particular location. So I think when you're researching your competition, you can see, hey, are they highlighting any local businesses? And then, you know, you can go out and figure out who you want to partner with. And that's something where you can take a look at your competition, but also go through your personal network. You know, do you have any friends or family that own anything that they would love to have more customers? Because this is what happens when people come in from out of town. They have disposable, like they have a budget for money to spend. And normally that budget is higher than people that actually live in the city. So you really want to try to take advantage of that. And, you know, it helps you be able to guide them to great locations, but then it also helps you in your local economy by highlighting those particular places.
Yeah. And it's a really great way just to be a lot of, you know, no good deed goes unpunished, right, listeners? So if you're a fantastic host, which you are, if you hang out with us here in our Thanks for Visiting community, but, you know, Airbnbs tend to get a bad rap, or, you know, most time we make the news because of something unfortunate that happened. But if you can partner with local retailers and businesses, you end up becoming like a part of the fabric of the community instead of, you know, a liability in the community. So, and then those businesses become eyes and ears for you as well. So it's just good to just get that synergy going in your neighborhood and to connect with those other businesses. So good segue there, Annette, with checking out your competition. And if you are looking at these pictures and you don't see pictures of the local soap or a local book that highlights all of the landmarks in your town or local coffee or tea, that doesn't mean that people locally won't want to partner with you. And it simply takes, I would go in personally, you know, maybe bring your welcome book with you or some pictures of your place and ask to speak with the manager and see if they have like 5 minutes of their time and what you can do.
Can I speak to your manager? Just joking. I do not have the can I speak to your manager haircut, everybody, just to let you know.
Wait, and I don't know what that is. What is that?
Oh my gosh. Just Google, can I speak to your manager haircut?
Oh my gosh.
It's just like a female haircut of like, she looks like it's the, can I speak to your manager haircut? This is so amazing. Listeners, this is the STR share random knowledge in my head. Yeah. Just everybody, oh my God. Like, can I speak to your manager?
We'll link to it. We'll link to it in the show notes. Yes. For you. We'll save you the trouble.
Oh, so good.
Annette, why are you losing your mind right now?
Because it makes me laugh. And, you know,
I love it.
Can I speak to your manager? You're going to love it afterwards. You'll thank me. All right. Last but not least, but oh, so very important.
You guys.
You just got to.
I can't. And number one, just so you know, if you want more information on this topic, you can check out episode number 58 that went live on April 2nd. But it's check your insurance policy. So many consultations that I go on here locally or have phone calls with, you know, I have like this checklist of things like, okay, I know what you want to talk about and we'll do that, but here's what you need to talk about. And it's whether you are properly insured to be a short-term rental. And then even if you are properly insured to be a short-term rental, there are so many things you need to make sure, you know, are just up to snuff, like with your licensing in your city. Like for example, for me, licensing came in place after I already had my insurance policy in place. I needed to make sure that those limits were the same as the city required, right? And to make sure that, you know, my, you know, how does it work with my cleaning team? And what if I were to get the, you know, the word I don't want to say, but those bugs that don't go away very easily. And like, I have to close down for 2 weeks. Like, do you cover that? What if, you know, all those things, call your insurance rep and ask them all the questions and make sure you understand, right?
Yeah. And we...
Or get the right insurance to begin with.
We will, in full transparency, we'll link to proper insurance in our show notes. We are affiliate for them, but they will give you a free consultation, and it's just it's smart to be able to. You just need to know where you're at with that. And here's the deal too. Anywhere, any sort of relationship you have a short-term rental. So if you are arbitrage, if you are a homeowner, or if you are a co-host, if you are, you know, renting a room in your own space, there's so many different nuances there, and you're absolutely, your insurance company needs to know, and then you most likely need to have, you know, you need to have some sort of short-term rental insurance. So take a look at that, and this is the time to just, you know, like Sarah said, again, carve out some time, put, you know, you could take these five things and put them on your calendar for a half an hour a day, and just they're you'll just feel a lot better when these things are done. And honestly, they're going to set you up for success and then catapult it once these little, the devil's in the details, you know?
Catapult. What a good word.
How you do anything is how you do everything. So take a look at these things. Let's get them done. And update Sarah and I and let us know. Let us know if you comb your listing, if you're like, oh my gosh, I had my senior picture. I had my, can I speak to your manager haircut photo still in there?
I can't wait to be a part of this joke. I still don't know what it is.
All right. Yeah. Anything else you can think of, Sarah? I think we gave them, we gave you guys some tasks to do after this.
We did. Well, that's what we do here. But yeah. I just want to say too, I want to invite our listeners to always remember that, Annette, you and I, we check this, our emails. If you want to reach out to us, listeners, if you have any questions or want to just drop us some knowledge, we certainly don't know everything.
Oh yeah. If there's something you want us to talk about, let's talk about it.
Yeah. You want advice on insurance, or you just have a quick question or whatever it is, reach out to us. hi@thanksforvisiting.me. And that's the word for F-O-R, visiting.me. And we may not get back to you, you know, within 24 or 40 hours, but we'll get back to you very, very quickly. And we'd love for you to be a part of the conversation here. So just remember, you can always reach us. But other than that, I think that's enough, Annette. I think we gave them a lot of tests.
Oh, I have to do one more thing because I just have to.
Oh, Annette. Okay.
When we're allowed to travel again, we want to come see you. We want to come stay with you. Hashtag sponsored sleepover. We want to come do podcast episodes with you. So just keep that in mind, everybody. But that's all for today, Sarah.
All right. So I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting.
Oh,
you guys, I cannot wait to work together again. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.